Hello, everyone. It's Deanna Bartolini. I am here to reflect on this upcoming Sunday's readings. So this Sunday, July 11th, is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the readings are from the book of Amos. And then the psalm is Psalm 85. The second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And then the gospel is the gospel of Mark. And that is what we're going to talk about briefly. So, always we strive for briefly. So, it's Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. And Jesus summons his 12 apostles to him, and he sends them out two by two. And in there, Mark tells us that Jesus tells the disciples, the 12, as Mark often calls them, to take nothing but a walking stick. So no food, no money, no extra clothes, no sack. They could wear sandals, but that's it. And basically, so what does this mean, right? So is it just a lesson how to pack light? Well, yes and no. The whole idea, though, of packing light is to remind ourselves that our trust in when we go out and do the work of God is to trust that God will provide what we need when we are doing his work, of course. But the other thing to think about, and this is why I love delving into scripture, like what is the meaning behind some of this? And so the walking stick, I mean, obviously rough terrain, it can protect you even from animals if need be, right? It's good to have something to lean on. So there's that practical aspect of a walking stick, but also a walking stick, or sometimes some translations call it a staff, that is a symbol of power and authority. And we see that very prominently with Moses and Aaron throughout the book of Exodus and Numbers. And so here, Jesus is saying to them, look, I'm telling you to trust, but I'm also giving you this symbol of authority and power that you have, and you're going to be able to do great things in my name. And so they go off and they preach and they teach about the good news and they preach repentance and they drive out demons and they heal the sick by anointing them with oil. The purpose here is Mark is, again, trying to create, as he always is trying to create in his gospel, this sense of urgency. There is no time to mess around here. We're not fooling around. We're not talking about what should we pack? How should we bring things? No, just go. Go and do this very important, very necessary work, which is to preach and teach and cure and heal, right? That's what we're about. And that really is a lesson then for the church as a whole, that what is the church about? Well, the church is about proclaiming the word of God without being fearful. It is about proclaiming it with freedom and conviction. And if people don't receive that, move on. Jesus tells you right here in this gospel, shake the dust off your feet, move on, right? So what has this got to do with us? Because that's always the question, right? This is beautiful to know these things, but what does this have to do with us right now in our life in 2021? Well, here, what is our call? Our call is the same as those 12. It is to confront the evil we see in the world. It is to be an agent of God's healing. It is to travel light so that we can be ready to do the good works that are in front of us without worrying about all of our stuff, our literal or figurative baggage. And it's to proclaim the word, right? That's what we're supposed to be about. And so I think, well, how can we be about this? It's hard sometimes because we're not always sure that we have the right answer, that we're going to do the right thing, that we have the authority to do that. It's that question that Jesus himself was asked in last week's gospel when he was preaching in the synagogue. People were like, well, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? And so the question might arise in your own mind. Who do I think I am to go out and do anything for God? Well, I'm going to tell you the answer really is found in part in the second reading from St. Paul to the Ephesians. So I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. And you can do it or you cannot do it. Of course, there's never a grade, right? But if you do choose to do it, I would love to hear how it helped you. So what I'm going to suggest is to read very slowly or listen to Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, which is the second reading. And as you read it, I want you to underline or write down every word there that reminds you of who you are in Christ. And then the things that tell you what has been done for you and what has been given to you by God. Because when we know who we are, when we know what has been done for us, and we know what has been given to us, how can we not go out and spread the good news and try to let people see the beauty of Christ within us, and then they can also learn who Christ is and come to him, either for the first time or more fully or more deeply? So that is the question or the thought that I leave with you for this week, is to really to read Ephesians 1, 3 to 14, or read the whole chapter, but read it and really listen to what is God saying to you about how you have been gifted and chosen and who you are because of Jesus Christ. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you again next week. God bless you.